You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you before we go too much further, my friends at ZLA Solutions, they are doing an amazing job. I mean, I'm about to talk about Space Command, which is bringing tons of jobs to the area. Well, they're also, by the way, ZLA is one of those that's helping put people back to work all over this area. I mean, all over North Alabama, to be honest, Birmingham, Huntsville, Coleman, you know, all points around. It's amazing the amount of people that they are putting back to work. So if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted all over North Alabama. Good paying jobs. I mean, like 17, 18 bucks an hour, some of them. And at the same time, if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need people, lots of people maybe, or just a few. They can take care of you. They can do the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their mission in life, is to make your business better. So check them out, ZLAUSA.com. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, Space Command. We got two things. Space Command, Space Force. Now, you may have heard that right now, Huntsville has been tapped to be the headquarters for Space Command. What in God's name is that? Some of y'all may be, you know, fully in tune, and perhaps you're even looking at already, you know, working there or being a contractor there or whatever. Maybe you have family members that are a part of the Space Force. Are they going to come to Space Command? Maybe. Here's the deal. Two separate things. When we talk about Space Command being located here, Space Command is known as one of the Unified Combatant Commands. All right, I'm going to get a little bit in the weeds, but just go with me. So you've got basically these 11 Unified Combatant Commands, they call them. And those are the headquarters for either a regional or functional, you know, battle space. So, for instance, of those 11, like I said, seven of them are geographic combatant commands. You got CENTCOM, Central Command. CENTCOM is in charge of the Middle East. SOUTHCOM, just like it sounds, is in charge of South America. If you have an issue in NORTHCOM is actually North America. That's the Homeland Defense. You've got EUCOM, Europe. You've got PACOM, the Pacific. You got AFRICOM. You can imagine what that is, Africa. However, you've also got some that are what they call the Functional Combatant Commands. And within the Functional Combatant Commands, you have U.S. TRANSCOM, that's transportation. You've got U.S. STRATCOM, that's Strategic Command. You have U.S. SOCOM, that's Special Operations Command. And then you've got, by the way, now U.S. Space Command, SPACECOM. So SPACECOM is what we're looking at putting its headquarters in Huntsville. And this is huge, y'all. This is basically saying that one of only 11 commands that have literally National Command Authority direct line communication. You're talking about this is going to be a big, huge deal, because to have Space Command located in Huntsville means that we become the center of gravity for all things related to defense operations, and for that matter, offensive operations, if it ever came down to it, in the realm of space. The battle space is space. Now, what does this even encompass? I can give you a few ideas. Just think about it. How about reconnaissance satellites? How about GPS technology? How about ensuring that those are also, by the way, not being targeted by our opposition? Any number of things that relate to space, and then who knows where that's going to go in the future, as we have, you know, the ability to do launch and land type capability. You're going to have things coming and going. Then you're not looking at just the one-off cast-offs. You launch it into space, but you lose the rocket. No, we're getting to the point now that we're starting to see the ability to transfer things into the space arena, and then the actual vessel itself return and be reused. Okay, all that to say, SPACECOM is looking at coming to Huntsville. How cool is that? Now, Space Com is not Space Force. Okay, what just happened? Space Com is what's known as a unified combatant command. It can be any of the services that have something to do with the battle space of space. So in CENTCOM, the CENTCOM commander in the Middle East, the CENTCOM commander, his headquarters down there at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. CENTCOM commander, he has authority over all things that are happening in the Middle East. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whoever. SpaceCOM is going to have the same type cross-branch capability of commanding whatever, whoever is looking at operating within the arena of space in the matters of defense. And that headquarters is going to be in Huntsville. Right now, they're saying that this could bring upwards of 1,700 more jobs directly in Space Command. At the same time, another 300 to 400 tangential jobs that are not in Space Command, but they relate to Space Command. Everything from who's going to supply, you know, the telephone systems to who's going to be the janitorial service that empties the trash cans at night. SpaceCom is going to create another one of those major economic impacts to the state as a whole, but also especially to this listening area. So there's SpaceCom. I got a caller on line three about this, so let me just grab it real quick. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Mighty fine. I hope you are as well.
I am, sir.
And I thought I'd mention, just to play devil's advocate there, I really want SpaceCom to come to Huntsville overall, but it's something everybody needs to think about as well, is that we already probably have multiple Russian and Chinese nukes pointed to Huntsville and Redstone Arsenal anyway. Might get more pointed our way, especially with the current Russian leader. That's all.
I do not argue with that point. Our deterrent capabilities have got to be game on, and he's got a great point. We have the FBI, major training facility that's being located there. We already have a whole lot of material command headquarters and other, subordinate commands there at Redstone. We have any number of things that are related to the defense industry and defense contracting that are there, and now we're looking at having SpaceCom. That's two major commands there. You've got material command, and then SpaceCom. But SpaceCom is not Space Force. Pray tell, Phil, what are you saying to me? What I'm saying is it's Space Force, whereas SpaceCom is a unified combatant command that has control of a battle space. In this case, we're going to call it space, the battle space. Space Force is a new branch of the military. The Space Force is like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, or the Department of Homeland Security's Coast Guard. The Space Force is a branch of the military. You can serve in Space Force and not be working at Space Command. Oh, now it's coming together. Yes. Space Force are people who work specifically for Space Force. Space Command is in charge of whatever, whoever is operating in the realm of space. So all this is looking at right now, Space Force, by the way, is not necessarily, it's a standalone military service. They're called the Guardians, I believe, is the nickname. Copper, I know you like that one. They're the Guardians.
Yep.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, some would say.
It's epic.
They have their own uniforms, but they do not have their own academy. In fact, right now, the U.S. Air Force Academy, much like Marines are commissioned into service out of the U.S. Naval Academy, you got the Space Force. All right, they have cadets, which I guess would in fact be space cadets, but they have these space cadets that are students at the U.S. Air Force Academy. And in 2020, the first 86 cadets graduated from the Air Force Academy to go into the Space Force. They wore a silver sash on their uniform instead of the yellow sash of the graduates from the Air Force Academy. So all that to say, folks, this is the fact that Huntsville was chosen is a big, hairy deal. And, man, it ticked off Colorado because Colorado thought they had it in the bag. Colorado, liberal state, we should be allowed to keep it. Well, ain't working out that way for them. So I got a story here from 1819 News. So Dale Strong had some comments on this. Dale Strong, one of the top two candidates for replacing Mo Brooks as the congressman for this area. He and Casey Wardinsky had their debate last night. But Dale Strong made some comments about the relocation of Space Command to Huntsville. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Let's take a break right now, Copper. Let's come back from that break and talk about what did Dale Strong say? And oh, by the way, what did the Government Accountability Office say about the selection process? Are we going to get to keep this? Is this major thing that's going to bring 2,000-plus jobs to the area going to stay? Oh, it's not a done deal? I'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you are interested, we're going to be giving away some Trash Pandas tickets right after the next 4:30 break. So coming back from the 4:30 news break, just know this, in that last segment there, we're going to go ahead and give away Trash Panda tickets. So just stay tuned for that one. Not yet, not yet, not yet. What do we got tonight? The Trash Pandas are playing. I think the game starts at 6:35. They're playing the Montgomery Biscuits. The Biscuit Stadium is actually very cool too. I've been there. I mean, I like the new stadium here for the Trash Pandas, but the Biscuit Stadium is in downtown Montgomery, and they gutted out all these old classical buildings. The streetscape from the outside still looks like the streetscape. When you walk through the doors of the buildings, you realize you're walking into the stadium, because all that's left now is the facade walls outside on the street that have been there for 100 years. But you're walking through the doors into the stadium. It's kind of cool. Anyway, tonight, 6:35, Trash Panda is playing the Montgomery Biscuits, and we will have tickets here for you. I'll have one pair. If somebody wants them, just stand by. It'll be right after the 4:30 break. Right now, let me just say this. With regards to the question of Space Command coming to Alabama, yeah, it's legit, all right? We got tapped, and it made some people mad, especially liberals. Made some folks mad. They thought, well, when Biden comes into office, we'll get it back. Not necessarily. So just so you know, the Government Accountability Office, they came out and said, you know what? The way it was done, there's nothing wrong. But Madison County Commission Chairman Dale Strong, story here on 1819 News, written by our friend Jeff Poor. Madison County Commission Chairman Dale Strong, who's also a Republican candidate for Alabama's 5th Congressional District seat, which is up for grabs in November, insists that it was based on criteria that best suited the country's interest. In other words, he's saying, Huntsville, the right pick for the country. I tend to agree with Dale Strong. It was what was best for national security, Strong said. It was the most thorough process I've ever been a part of, trying to find out what was best for America. Look at that report. It talks about education level. It talks about the ability to be able to expand at Redstone. It talks about the cost to construct, the cost to maintain. I would dare say it probably also includes things like cost of living and quality of life. That's just me talking there, but it wasn't in the article, but I bet it was. Dale Strong went on to say, you look, he said, Colorado sitting here throwing rocks at Alabama, and I'll be honest with you. He said they have no navigable waters. They have a lot of missed work days because of snow. They have altitude sickness. And then you look at, they have a dope dispensary on every corner. That's not where you need people with top security clearances trying to make the best decision for our country. Strong said the move would create around 1,700 jobs at Redstone Arsenal with about 3,000 spinoff jobs. And he went on to say he thought it was a great thing for national security. It was good for us. But he said, this is his words, he said, this fight is not over. Well, yeah, it's not, until they're breaking ground, this is still a fight. And I would dare say, folks, that we want this to be here. We do. I think it's going to be great for the area. I think it's going to be great for Alabama. You know, people don't realize to the extent that Alabama has been in the space arena and the missile arena all along. I mean, the Hawk missile program here, the Wernher von Braun in the rocket industry, NASA, Marshall Space Flight Center, Ballistic Missile Defense Systems Command, all the surrounding defense contractors, all of it. But people don't realize it, because all they think of is things like Cape Canaveral and Houston, we have a problem. No, man, Huntsville, Alabama, Rocket City, USA. What better place to have Space Command than Rocket City, USA? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the feds actually released that report just a few weeks ago. The GAO came out and said, ain't no problem. They said, well, you might be a little better transparency and credibility, but, you know, they could not change the decision. They saw that it met the requirements. Now, of course, NPR found shortfalls in how Trump decided to move the U.S. Space Command. Well, Trump didn't move the Space Command. The U.S. Air Force went through the selection process. That's what... But it's got to be Trump. Okay. All right, folks, listen. Stand by. We're coming back in a minute. We're going to be doing some Trash Pandas tickets. Phone lines are open. 866-494-9866. Don't do it yet, but I'll be letting you know here sometime in the next little bit that we're giving away those tickets. And I'd love to hear your calls on other things we've talked about today. Space Command, closed primaries, stuff in general. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.